Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon. Happy Friday, everybody, the day before Christmas. And welcome to the Prophecy News Podcast. Today's topic: New York passes truth in vaccination law that mandates jail time for falsifying a COVID-19 vaccination card. Well, we told you that was coming. Falsifying a COVID-19 vaccination card is now a Class A misdemeanor in the state of New York, and tampering with computer records related to vaccinations is now a Class E felony after Governor Kathy Hochul signed new legislation late Wednesday. The bill clarifies that a, quote, COVID vaccination card shall be considered a written instrument for the purposes of the forgery statute, end quote, which makes faking one a crime punishable by up to a year in jail. Well, just wait until it's a crime not to be vaccinated, because that's coming too. The Bible says in Revelation 2:10, fear none of the things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and that ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. On this episode of the Prophecy News Podcast, we are now entering into phase 3 of the pandemic, and that will be jail time for the refusers and forced vaccinations for the unvaccinated. If 2020 was the year that they instilled fear and caused chaos, and it was, and if 2021 was the year that they launched mandates, well, then you needn't be a Rhodes Scholar to figure out that 2022 will be the year that they use military force to stick that needle in your arm. I sure hope that I'm wrong about that. I want to be wrong about that. But unless something drastically changes, that would appear to be our unavoidable short-term future. Scanning the headlines today whilst preparing the podcast this morning, the whole thing looks like a Mad Max dystopian nightmare. Wickedness and evil rising from every quarter as the world prepares to go to hell in a handbasket. Or more appropriately, according to the Bible, this world is not going to hell. Hell is coming to this world. Just read the book of Revelation sometime. But there is good news in all of this, and we'll talk about all of it today, Lord willing, on the Prophecy News Podcast. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you that nearly 100 people in the chat room on Christmas Eve afternoon, that is dedication. That is amazing. I wasn't prepared to see more than a dozen people here today. And yet the chat room, 100 people almost, and it's filling up rapidly. So, God, we thank you for expanding our borders and increasing our coasts. And, Lord, we just thank you for giving us a global voice in these darkening end times. And indeed, Lord, you raised up this ministry because of these times, for these times. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus tells you this, talking about the future. When his disciples came to him privately in verse 3, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" They're asking about events that will take place over a 1,007-year period. The sign of thy coming, the end of the world. The world doesn't end until 2 Peter 3 at the Great White Throne Judgment. And in Matthew 24:25, Jesus says, and I'll sum it up for you in 6 little words. Matthew 24:25, "Behold, I have told you before." And we thank you, God, for the voice of prophecy. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us a voice, that you've gathered us together, God, I thank you for the NTEB family of global Bible believers around the world in over 130 different nations. And we're growing in numbers by the day. And I'm excited for that, God. And use us. Get something done with us, Lord, that will make it through the judgment seat of Christ. And Father God, we commit this time to you with thanks and praise, and be with everybody, Lord. The world calls it the birth of your Son, but we know that December 25th is not the birth of your Son. We know that your only begotten Son was born at Migdal Eder, and it wasn't on December or November. It was at the Feast of Tabernacles, and we thank you and we praise you. We commit this time to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, today the podcast is only going to be a little more than an hour today. I have family obligations, and I'm greatly looking forward to spending some time with my kids, my son-in-law, and I am really looking forward to that. So we're going to have to compress 90 minutes into 60 minutes. But that's no problem at all. We read in the Bible that God was able to stop the sun and turn it back 10 degrees and lengthen a day. So it should be no problem at all asking the Lord to help us to get everything that we need to talk about in 60 minutes. So I'm glad that you're here today. I am thrilled. I am thrilled as we come to the end of 2021 from a biblical perspective. Now, I told you that there was going to be some good news to talk about today. And the good news, and I'm going to give you that first. And then we're going to talk about all the rest of the crazy stuff that's going on. So the good news I want to start with first is that we are so much closer to the pre-tribulation rapture than at any other time in the 2,000-year period. And I don't simply mean just because it's 2,000 years later. I mean because the events that need to take place that would signal that the rapture is right around the corner, these events continue to fire off day and night. And we are watching this world. And I've said this many, many times, and I'll keep saying it. We are watching this world preparing itself to receive Antichrist. We who are saved, we're not waiting for Antichrist. We're waiting for Jesus Christ to come and catch us up and out of here. Now, we said on the Bible study on Wednesday, some people think that the rapture is the falling away. That is nonsense. If your pastor teaches that, have him contact me, and I will lovingly teach him what the Bible says about that term, falling away. Falling away means apostasy. Falling away means that the church has stopped teaching Bible doctrine. Falling away is one of the conditions of the rapture. It is not the rapture. And I think we stated that case very emphatically on Wednesday night by comparing Scripture with Scripture and looking at how Judas became the son of perdition at the Last Supper. If you haven't listened to that broadcast, highly recommend that you go back and listen to it. I have received so many comments and emails from people saying what a blessing it was, and that makes me very happy. But suffice to say that we're living in a time that the very headlines that we see on a daily basis, and I was reading those headlines this morning, and I'll be honest with you, they were a little bit discouraging. But this is what you would expect if we're really as close to the pre-tribulation rapture as we say that we are, as we think that we are. So let me just read just a couple of the headlines. Flightmare before Christmas, 3,000 flights canceled and delayed. COVID hits crews. inside Biden administration's testing mess. 60% of all Americans infected by March. United Kingdom, record 1.7 million people sick in 1 week. Vaccinated people saying, I got the virus three times. Faking vaccine card in New York. That's the topic of our program today. Faking vaccine card in New York City comes with jail time. And on it goes. How about this one? Los Angeles horror show. Woman armed with a pickaxe shoplifts in broad daylight. A girl, 14 years old, killed by the police in clothing store shooting. Cops say Miami realtor feared to be a serial killer. And on it goes. It is like we're living inside a dystopian end times novel. But let me tell you something. While it may be dystopian, it is not a novel. It's historical fact. Habakkuk 1:5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your day which you will in no wise believe, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. The headlines are screaming Bible prophecy. We are living at the end of phase two of the global plandemic. Today we're going to talk for a couple minutes about phase three. And phase three is beginning right now. So phase one, and this took place in 2020. You remember 15 days to flatten the curve, right? Well, today is day 648 of 15 days to flatten the curve. And in 2020, they instilled fear, chaos, confusion, financial deprivation, economic and physical lockdown, and they made the entire world afraid. This is called the Great Reset. And that's what 2020 was about. 2021, which is the year that we're rapidly coming to the end of, 2021 was the year that they rolled out these vaccines, and then they rolled out the vaccine mandates. And they have fired hundreds of thousands of people across America, and the same thing is happening in Europe and Asia. On one hand, they tell us that it's a global viral pandemic. And on the other hand, they fire tens of thousands of doctors and nurses who we need desperately to be in the hospitals, not just for COVID, but for cancer and heart attacks and traffic accidents and all sorts of things. Why would they be firing doctors and nurses if we are still in the middle of a terrifying, desperate global pandemic? That's kind of like going through the desert and you have 1 gallon of water left, and then you intentionally take a pin and stick that pin through the bottom of the plastic gallon of water, and then watch everything slowly leaking out as you continue your trek across the desert. What type of moron would put a hole in their own water supply if they found themselves stranded in the desert? You would have to be a special kind of idiot to sabotage your own water supply. And yet, isn't that what they're doing? Isn't that what they've done? Isn't that what these firings actually accomplish? Sure looks that way to me. So 2020 was the year that they instilled fear in us and locked us down. 2021 was the year that they unlocked us, but then locked us down with vaccination mandates and vaccination passports. So 2022, I am sad to say, 2022 is going to, unless something changes, and I said at the beginning, I want to be wrong about what I'm saying right now. I want to be wrong about saying that 2022 is going to be the year of forced vaccinations. And I don't mean forced from the perspective that they have a vaccination mandate, and if you don't go out and get the vaccine, then you lose your job. I'm not talking about that type of forcing. I am saying that unless something changes, it looks like 2022 is going to be the year where they physically stick the needle in your arm, whether you want the needle or not. And that's going to be a very, very, if you thought the first 2 years were bad, well, you just wait. You just wait for 2022. Over in the UK, Boris Johnson wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Well, he said that you need to go out and get that jab for Jesus. Take a listen to Boris Johnson connecting the jab with Jesus Christ.
After 2 years of this pandemic, I can't say that we're through it. How can I? When Omicron is surging, where we all know we must together try to stop the spread of this new variant. We must test ourselves and take extra care when meeting elderly or vulnerable relatives. We know that things remain difficult. But for millions of families up and down the country, I hope and believe that this Christmas is and will be significantly better than the last in this vital respect. That we can celebrate together with those we love and raise our glasses to those who can't be with us. And if this year you need a bigger turkey and there are more sprouts to peel and more washing up to do, then that is all to the good, because these rituals matter so deeply. And I hope that people will enjoy this Christmas this year all the more keenly because of what we had to miss last year. And if the pile of scrumpled wrapping paper is bigger this year, it is precisely because across the country in the run-up to Christmas, we've been giving each other an invisible and invaluable present. We've been getting that vaccination that protects us, that stops us infecting others.
There it is.
And I hope I can be forgiven for taking pride in the immense spirit of neighborliness that the people of this country have shown.
Wait for
getting
it.
Jabbed, not just for themselves, for ourselves, but for friends and family and everyone we meet.
Wait for it.
That, after all, is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
His birth is
at the heart of this enormous festival, that we should love our neighbours as we love ourselves. And so let's think of all those who are being good neighbours and thinking of others. All those in the NHS working over Christmas, our care workers, everyone involved in the incredible vaccination campaign. Those looking after people who have lost loved ones this year.
All right, Prime Minister, we will, hello, Governor. We'll just stop that little clip there from Mr. Boris Johnson from the UK. He wants you to take that jab for Jesus. Amen, brother. Amen. Remember when Franklin Graham said that if Jesus was walking the earth now, he would get the vaccine? Remember that nonsense, that Laodicean claptrap? That Jesus would take a vaccine? The author of life would take a vaccine. They need to take the vaccine. The vaccine that comes from getting saved. That clears up all the problems. So what we have is we are here at the end of 2021. And we are seeing, we've gone through phase one. We're at the end of phase two. And now we're starting to see the beginning of phase three. Take a listen to this.
Today we're announcing that Boston will be implementing a requirement for proof of COVID-19 vaccination for certain indoor spaces, which we're calling our Be Together initiative. Indoor dining, including bars and restaurants. Secondly, indoor fitness venues, such as gyms. And third, indoor entertainment, recreational, and event venues, such as theater shows or sports games. Starting January 15th, customers or patrons ages 12 and up and employees at these locations will be required to show proof that they've received at least one dose of the vaccine, and this will phase into requiring two doses on February 15th. We're also setting dates for children to be vaccinated to enter these spaces beginning in March.
There a statewide requirement for in-person.
This is California.
For all of our children to add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations and well-established rules and regulations that have been advanced by the legislature for decades to add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19.
It's a mandate now for all city agencies, all city workers. It's time for everyone to get vaccinated. Our police officers,
it's time.
Our EMTs, our firefighters,
it's
all
time
our
for everybody to go to jail.
Who come in very close contact with their fellow
It's time
workers.
To get that needle
they
jabbed in
safe.
Your arm.
Their families need to be safe, but we also need to reassure all New Yorkers that if you're working with a public employee, they're vaccinated, everyone's going to be safe.
All right, so there you have Boston, California, and New York City chiming in. And what is the message? Well, the message is it's time. It's time. It's time for what, you ask? It's time to get that vaccine stuck in your arm, whether you want it in your arm or not. And this is what 2022 is going to be. So they have started the process of turning people against each other. They have started the global marketing campaign through the global dishonest fake news media of turning people against each other. That's what's happening. They are splitting this world into two camps, vaccinated and unvaccinated. And if you're vaccinated, you're a good person. And if you're unvaccinated, you're an evil, bad, selfish person who needs to be removed. This is the message that's coming. Take a listen to this clip, very short clip, so you gotta listen fast. This is from some Canadian comedian, and I don't even know his name, but I saw it on Twitter just before we went on the air, and I grabbed it. This is a comedian up in Canada talking about getting his third booster shot, and I want you to really listen to this clip. Because there's a very sinister message at the heart of what on the surface sounds almost like a lighthearted piece of comedy, which is what you'd expect from a comedian. Only the comedians aren't funny anymore. And the comedy has become politics. And the politics has become prophecy. So take a listen to this Canadian comedian in this little clip called I've Just Had My Third Booster Shot.
I've just had my third shot. A booster, they call it. How many more are they going to make us get? Don't know, don't care. Because I, like you probably, understand there is a global pandemic, and people much, much smarter than you and me have decided this is the best plan of action to avoid lots more people dying or cluttering up hospital hallways. You and I, we're doing our part by getting one more little prick and not being one.
So there you have that comic up in Canada. And he's telling you that this is not going to stop with a booster shot. And he asks a rhetorical question that he never answers. And he says, how much longer is this going to continue? And then he says, don't know, don't care. Just get the shot. So I want you to think about that. Don't know, don't care, just get the shot. Does that sound like science to you? You know, the whole point of science is that it's made to be questioned. Science is only science when you question something and then you can observe it taking place and you can record the results to prove your point. It is science that is to be questioned. But you see, the whole narrative has changed. When is all this going to end? He asks. Don't know, don't care. Doesn't matter. What's the message? Stop asking questions. Just zip your lip, roll up your sleeve, and take the shot. How many more shots is there going to be? Don't know, don't care. When will all this end? Don't know, don't care. This is the message of the entire mainstream media. This is the message of the Biden administration. This is the headlines that we see around the clock on just about every single news and media website. Now, yesterday I wrote an article that made some people mad, but hey, it's the truth. Donald Trump lied when he told Candace Owens that people who get the vaccine are not dying. That is a Democratic Party talking point. The idea that people who take the vaccine don't get sick with COVID, don't get put in the hospital, and don't die from COVID, that is a Democratic Party talking point. And that's exactly what Donald Trump said to Candace Owens. Take a listen. Don't believe me. Take a listen for yourself.
But I think the frustration on the Republican side, and this is why I said I want to talk a lot about Republican frustrations, is that we see the corruption, right? It doesn't seem like anybody ever pays for the corruption.
Yeah.
And right now we're seeing corruption live, even in terms of Big Pharma, which is a huge topic on the minds of mothers especially. You're seeing what's happening at these school board meetings. Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously I know that you are pro-vaccine, obviously. You did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on the vaccine.
It was one of the greatest achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
And to be able to do that. Yeah, but now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from this is a good thing and people should have this option to military men, you're going to have to resign because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand.
All right. So Candace Owens asks Donald Trump, where do you stand on vaccine mandates? And I want you to listen to what his answer is. His answer is the official talking points of the fake news media and the Biden administration. And I want you to understand that. If you're one of those QAnon idiots who believe any of this garbage that Trump is coming back and all this stuff, you need to give yourself a wake-up call. So, Candace Owens asks Donald Trump about vaccine mandates, and then Donald Trump opens his mouth and answers her with the official talking points of the fake news media and the Biden administration. Take a listen.
Forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom, but at the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917... Remember, the Spanish flu killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so. A lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There were no vaccines. There were no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines, all are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden. Right. Than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children?
So there it is. Donald Trump told Candace Owens exactly the same thing that Joe Biden said in the CNN town hall back on July 21st. Let's take a listen to that.
But I have a couple questions that I want to ask you, because you know the pandemic is a big concern for everyone, really, around the world, especially around America. New cases are up three times since last month, right? The pandemic is a big concern. Hospitalizations, death, rising. So you said last month that this that the virus is in retreat. Do you still feel that way? Is that
still it's real simple. We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten a vaccination.
Uh-huh.
It's that basic, that simple. 10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated. This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit,
right.
And you're not going to die. So it's gigantically important that you act like we all...
So I want you to understand that what Donald Trump told Candace Owens the other day when she interviewed him is exactly the same thing that Joe Biden said at a CNN town hall back in July. Are you awake yet? Do I need to come over there and flap you on your forehead and throw a glass of cold water in your face? Do I need to snap a towel at your backside? Do I need to blow an air horn next to your ear? What do I need to do to wake you up? That's the question that I'm asking. What do I need to do? How is it possible that I could make this any clearer than what I just showed you? Donald Trump and Joe Biden and fake news CNN are all pushing the exact same narrative, and it is a lie. And that narrative, that false narrative, is that if you get the vaccine, you won't get sick with COVID. That's a lie. Then they tell you that if you get the vaccine, you may get sick with COVID, but you won't be hospitalized. Well, that's a lie. And then they tell you that if you take the vaccine and you get sick with COVID and you wind up in the hospital, you won't die from COVID. And guess what? That is also a lie. And we have done a ton of stories over the last couple months of vaccinated people dying. We have shown you their photos. We have named their names. We've shown you doctors, dozens and dozens of doctors who have said that the only way that you can be safe is take the vaccine. And these doctors go out and get vaccinated. And in a very short period of time, these doctors, who are relatively young people in their 40s and 50s, they wind up dying of aneurysms and blood clots and heart attacks. Maybe it's just me, but I don't remember a day in my life when it was blood clot season. I don't remember that period of time. Maybe I was out when they taught that in school. But it's an amazing thing, the number of people that are getting sick and dying after they receive the COVID vaccine. It is a whole lot of people. So you have Donald Trump, who is now pushing the agenda of the Biden administration. He is pushing the agenda of fake news CNN. And this is why, and I've said it a million times, and I'll say it a million more times, you've got to get your eyes on Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Not set you free. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say. And this is none of that Mandela nonsense. The Bible says that the truth will make you free. John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, Jose has a question. If the son of perdition is to be revealed as a prerequisite for the rapture to occur, does this mean that we will all know and see physically the person who it will be before it happens? Yes, but I recommend that you go back and listen to our Wednesday night Bible study. I really don't have the time to go into that right now, especially because this is a Hour of Power program today, and I don't have the full 90 minutes. But if you go back to our Wednesday night Bible study and you listen, it's called The Falling Away. And if you go back and listen to that Bible study, you will see that we will not see the son of perdition. We will see the man of sin. The rapture will take place, and the man of sin will become the son of perdition. And I just posted that link into the chat room, and please go back and listen to that program. We talk about that topic in great and wonderful detail. And if you still have questions, tune back in the next time we have a broadcast, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Good question. Thank you for asking. Getting back to today's topic, Donald Trump pushing the agenda of the Biden administration. The vaccinated people are the problem. That's the problem. It's the vaccinated people. And so what they're doing in New York, they have just signed a bill into law that makes it a crime against the state to falsify a vaccination card. Now, they've never made it a crime to have a fake vaccination card about your measles shot. They've never made it a crime to have a fake vaccination card about your mumps or your rubella shot or your chickenpox shot. So why suddenly do they make it a crime if you have a fake COVID vaccination card? Why would that suddenly be a crime? Well, in New York State, they have another bill pending. It is called Bill A416. And that is a bill that is pending and will be voted on in January of 2022 in the New York State Assembly. And this is a bill, Bill A416, that authorizes the state of New York to transfer people who are sick with anything and are deemed to be a threat to the general population. Bill A416 that will be voted on in New York State next month gives that state the power to send you to a COVID concentration camp. Now, if you think that I am exaggerating or just trying to say something to get you all stirred up, You would only be half right. I am not exaggerating, but I do want you to be stirred up. Because these things are true, and they are actually taking place. Let me read to you a couple of lines from Bill A-416. This is what it says. The governor or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of the local health department, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or a group of such persons by issuing a single order, identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee, complying with subdivision 5 of this section. Now, what does that mean? That means that if this bill passes in New York State, that if you're sick with COVID, the state can come in and take you away, remove you from your family, and they can take you to an undisclosed location, and they can keep you there for as long as they choose to do so. You will not be entitled to speak with a lawyer. You will not be entitled to have representation. And you will not be let out simply because you suddenly test negative. Bill A-416 goes on to say, if a person or group detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section needs to be detained beyond 3 business days, they shall be provided with an additional commissioner's order pursuant to subdivisions 2 and 8 of this section. The governor or his or her delegee shall make an application for a court order authorizing such detention within 3 business days after such request by the end of the first business day following such Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday, blah, 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 blah. The removal or detention of a person or group issued pursuant to this subdivision or for review of the continued detention of a person or group, the governor or his or her delegee shall prove the particularized circumstances constituting the necessity for detention by clear and convincing evidence. And then this bill goes on to say that after you are put in this detention center and you are deemed to be a threat to the public, you will be let out when they feel like letting you out. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. New York State, Bill A-416. But we told you about this almost a year ago, on January 2nd of 2021. Remember, I told you, 2020 was the year for global chaos. 2021 was the year for mandates. And 2022 is going to be the year for forcible injection. That is, if things don't change, that is what's going to take place. That is what's going to happen. And again, I've said it a couple times already. I'll repeat it one more time. I don't want to be right about that. I don't want those people knocking on my door, holding up a glass and silver syringe with soldiers with loaded weapons to make sure that the doctor or the nurse who's come to my house is able to inject me with whatever's in that vial. I don't want that. I don't want to face that. I don't want you to face that. But honestly, if something doesn't change, there is no reason why that would not happen.
Oh, you're crazy.
Am I?
Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's impossible.
Is it? Or is it so possible that your head is spinning like a top?
It can't be.
Can it? Or is your entire world just crashing down all around you?
All right, that's enough.
Yeah!
There it is. Many a true thing is said in jest, as Shakespeare said. And this is where we find ourselves. They're getting ready to stick that needle in your arm, whether you want it or not. And remember, I've always told you, do not be fooled by the "I'm a Republican, they're a Democrat" argument, because that is a false construct. When you get to Washington, D.C., the only difference between Republican and Democrat is the wrapper that they come with. When you take that wrapper off, the candy bar is exactly the same on either side of the aisle. So don't you believe for a second that the Republicans have the answer, because I assure you, they do not. And don't believe for a second that it's the Democrats that are the enemy, because the Democrats are not the enemy. The enemy is the New World Order. And the New World Order controls both parties. Have you ever wondered why, when somebody runs for election, like Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump, and I just gave you two Democrats and a Republican, have you ever wondered why, when people are running for office and they'll say things that really resonate with people, they'll say things like, if you elect me president, I'm going to open up the files on JFK, and we're going to see exactly who killed JFK. And then people get elected, and the files don't get opened up. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump all said that if they got elected president, they would open up the files on the UFOs. Those files never opened. The real files. They had a little dog and pony show about 6 months ago, and the Pentagon took about 1,000 pages of documentation to say just about nothing. And then when they came to the end of their file opening presentation, they concluded, yeah, we don't know what those things were. They were something. We have no idea what they were. Satisfying absolutely nobody. So, do not think for a second that the Republicans have the answer and the Democrats are the enemy, because that is not true. Do not think for a second that anything that QAnon says is actually going to happen. If you are a follower of QAnon, and I'll say this as nicely as I can, if you are a follower of QAnon or the Q movement, there is something wrong with your brain. QAnon is a psyop, most likely from the CIA. QAnon are big, fat liars. And I saw a whole lot of pastors last year completely and totally blow their credibility by standing up in their pulpits and repeating QAnon lies. QAnon has never told you the truth. They will never tell you the truth. You cannot be a Bible believer and a QAnon follower. That is impossible. Because if you believe what QAnon says, then you are 1,000% lacking the discernment of the Holy Spirit. And that's a fact. So, do not think that it's the Democrats that are the problem, that the Republicans have the answer, or that anything that QAnon says is true. Because these things are not true. In 2022, there's a phrase that you're going to hear a lot. It's called the vaccinated vulnerable. And if somebody in the chat room could just type that out so I can see it, that would be great. In 2022, you are going to hear an expression called the vaccinated vulnerable. Take a listen to this.
Well, hospitals across the country are reporting overwhelming numbers of COVID-19 patients. The vast majority of those patients in the hospital, unvaccinated. But what about the rest? So according to the Cleveland Clinic, the rest are the vaccinated vulnerable. Now, that means people who got the vaccine but have underlying conditions that make them more vulnerable to getting an infection. The vaccinated vulnerable can include older people, people with a weak immune.
She's already said that phrase three times, and I am only 22 seconds into her clip.
Immune system like those with cancer, people who have had transplants, and anyone taking long-term steroids. It also includes people with lung disease like COPD and asthma and heart disease, just to name a few. It's important to remember the vaccinated vulnerable
there
are
it is.
At an increased risk of infection from people who are unvaccinated.
So, that's going to be one of the talking points for 2022, so you might as well write that down, too. The vaccinated vulnerable. Now, I want you to use your brain, and I want you to think for just a moment. If a vaccine works, and if the vaccine stimulates your immune system to fight off a particular disease, then why would you be afraid of encountering somebody who had the disease? I'm not afraid to be in the same room as somebody with chickenpox, because I've had chickenpox. I'm not afraid to be in the same room with somebody who has a disease that I have protection against. Now, I would be afraid to be in a room with somebody who had a disease that I could catch that I had no protection against. I would avoid those people like the plague, pardon the pun. So the idea of the vaccinated vulnerable shows you that the vaccines don't work. Joe Biden said in 2020, when he was campaigning against Donald Trump, Joe Biden said that anybody who was president, while 200,000 people died of a disease, should not be allowed to remain in office. Joe Biden has been president while over 400,000 people have died of COVID. More people have died of COVID under Joe Biden than under Donald Trump. And Joe Biden has had the vaccine available every single day of his presidency. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the same amount of people are dying in 2021 who died in 2020. 98.8% of everybody infected with COVID will recover. 98.8% of everybody who had COVID in 2020 recovered. 98.8% of everybody who has had COVID in 2021 has recovered. There is no reason to think that anybody who gets COVID, any group of people who have COVID in 2022, there's no reason to think that the recovery rate is not going to be at least 98.8%. Because that's what it's been for almost 2 years now. So I want you to think about these things. Now, a bunch of people got mad at me because I wrote that article about Donald Trump. And I played that clip. And I put that clip in the article that I wrote yesterday. The only agenda that I have is I'm here to bring you the truth according to your King James Bible. That's where my loyalties lie. My loyalties do not lie with the United States of America. They do not lie with any political party. They do not lie with any politician. Zero. None. My loyalties are to King Jesus and His soon coming kingdom. That's where my loyalties lie. My loyalties lie to the preaching and teaching of the gospel of the grace of God through the preserved Word of God as found inside your King James Holy Bible. That has always been our agenda. And that will always be the agenda of Now the End Begins as long as the Lord has put me in charge of things. And every single day, before I do any broadcast, before I write any article, I say, Lord, tell me what you want me to talk about today. This is why I don't, as much as I can, even when people make me mad, I don't lash out at people. I don't personally attack anybody. Because if I did, that would be getting in the flesh, and then I would not be representing Bible truth. So that's the agenda that we have here. It is for Jesus Christ and the King James Bible, and that is what we do. Every article that we write, every story we talk about, every Bible study that we give, every Sunday service that we hold, we do that so that on a small level or a great level, Jesus Christ will be lifted up. In the state of Illinois, everybody got all riled up. The Satanic Temple of Illinois has placed a baby Baphomet in what's meant to be a manger-style scene into the rotunda in the Illinois State House. And the Roman Catholics, they showed up to protest that, holding banners saying that Mary is going to crush the serpent. And when I started to write this article, I wasn't sure what perspective to say it from. But then it became pretty clear that it was really kind of ironically funny that you had idolaters who worship Mary battling people who put a statue of baby Baphomet into the state house. To me, both those people are working for the same side. Just go back into the Old Testament and see what God thought of idol worship. If you pray to the Virgin Mary, you are committing idol worship. But the Virgin Mary of the Roman Catholic Church is not the Mary from the Bible. The Mary from the Roman Catholic Church is the Queen of Heaven from the book of Jeremiah. When you have time later today, open up your Bible, look up that phrase, the Queen of Heaven, and how they bake cakes like little Eucharists to worship the Queen of Heaven. So yeah, when I see this little baby Baphomet, that makes me mad, absolutely. But where are the Bible believers in the state of Illinois who are protesting that? Where are the people who believe the King James Bible calling that junk out? So it was really kind of ironically and tragically funny to see Mary worshipers battling Satan worshipers. To me, they are two sides. They are two wings of the same bird. And with that, we've come to the end of our program today. I want to wish absolutely everybody a really... Now, we understand that tomorrow, Christmas, that's not the birth of Jesus Christ. We understand that Jesus Christ was born on the Feast of Tabernacles. And we understand that according to Micah chapter 4, Micah chapter 5, and Genesis 35, we understand that Jesus Christ was born in a place called Migdal Eder. And he was born in the stone manger of the Lamb. But when you have your Christmas Eve celebration with your family, and when you have your Christmas Day tomorrow, would you please share with your loved ones the story of Migdal Eder? Just go to nowtheendbegins.com and you'll see the article there. And if you don't see it, just type in the words Migdal, M-I-G-D-A-L, Eder, E-D-E-R, into the search box. And would you please share the story? You can just print this article out and just read it to them. But would you please share the story of Migdal Eder tonight or tomorrow when you have your family celebrations, whether you have a very small one or a very large one? Can you just say to everybody, can I have your attention? Give me just 10 minutes and I want to read something to you. And would you open up your mobile device or your tablet or print it out and read to your friends and family the story of the real birth of Jesus Christ on the real time of the year that it happened, and how he was not born in a barn. It was not the back room of the inn. There were no wise men present. They wouldn't show up for another 2 years later. But just read to them the story of baby Jesus being wrapped in lamb's clothing and placed in a stone manger. This article is not my opinion. You go and read that article. The Bible declares these things to be true. And it would be a blessing if you would share that with your friends and family. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I want everybody, whether you're in America or in Europe or Asia or Africa or Russia, wherever you happen to be, South America, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, we have listeners in every part of the globe. And I'm wishing you a very safe and happy and special weekend with your friends, your family, your loved ones. And may the light of Jesus Christ shine in you richly and brightly and deeply. And I hope it's your prayer that in the coming days, even while we see strange and dark things happening, that we who believe the Bible will increase our efforts to see people get saved, will increase our efforts to send out more free King James Bibles to people. I would even like to see a few more billboards going up. And I want you to pray about getting involved to help us to do that. I want you to pray about becoming a part of Now the End Begins and becoming part of the NTEB family if you're not already. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. Now more than ever, if you can give, give generously, because there is much work yet to be done. And most of all, keep us in your prayers. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the NTEB Global Family of Bible Believers. And Lord willing, we're going to see you back here Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the NTEB House Church Sunday service. Wrap this one up.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
Rejoices for your new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine.
I'll see.